Chapter 17. The voices of the sage flyers were tiny, like mice. The air around Andres grew cool and moist. He saw stripes of pink and fiery red. He'd levitated through a sunset-tinted cloud. He laughed, feeling a bit like a madman. Oh, sure, I've flown through a cloud, that's all. This was nuts! And it was very, very serious. Think, think, Andres commanded himself again. This afternoon, at the river, he'd been able to fly with more control than usual. How had he managed that? Blade had held the leash, but that wasn't all of it. They'd been riding a current of air above the river. That's how the river dragons swam so fast. They swam along with the current in the water, and it made them zoom. The flyers above them had been doing the same thing. Current, thought Andres, whipping his head about as he floated upward. I need to catch a current. Not a water current, an air current. And not just any air current, a downdraft. On the Dragonhaven campus, the wind nearly always blew from the east. Andres had noticed it because Mo always talked about the east door and the west door. Now, he knew the sun set in the west, right? So he could use the setting sun to figure out his directions and maybe catch an eastbound air current. He turned. He reached his arms out. He fine-tuned all of his senses. Nothing. He was still going higher. Calm down, he told himself, trying to ignore his racing heart. Stretch out your fingers. Feel for an air current. Swoosh. There, a downdraft. Yes, the strongest, most wonderful downdraft he'd ever experienced. Hello, downdraft. Andres rolled onto it and rode it like he'd ride a wave in the ocean or a current in a river. Back through the pink and red cloud, back past the tree line and into a drizzling rain. The downdraft must have come because of the approaching storm. He grabbed the first branch he saw. The force of impact shredded his palms, and he didn't care a bit. He wrapped his arms and legs around the branch and held tight. Andres! Tip called. Tip, Phoebe, and Tomas were flying at full speed to the patch of forest underneath him. Swingo, dude, you scared the stuffing out of us, called Tomas. Andres panted. His muscles trembled and quaked. He'd scared himself, too, big time. I'm okay, he said. I kinda lost control there. You think? Phoebe said. She put her hands on her hips and glared. You scared us to death, and we couldn't do anything. We couldn't do anything to save you. None of us even had a phone. Suddenly, Dritten Nori arrived. She landed on Andres's branch, making it bounce. She was followed by a tiny pink dragon the size of a teacup. It landed on the branch, too. Nori? Andres could hardly believe it. She nodded, which didn't surprise Andres. Of course it was Nori. No one else was ever a Dritten. The others squinted into the tree. What the heck? Said Tomas. Who's the cat with wings? He and the other sage flyers were still below. Lark cocked her head. And that other thing, is that a tiny dragon or a fluxed person? Be polite, said Tip under his breath. Andres's friends have unusual magic. You can't just say stuff like that. Nori? Said Andres. Nori popped back into girl form. It was a neat trick, as she ended up sitting quite confidently on the large branch Andres was clinging to. She had a smear of spaghetti sauce on her sweatshirt. This is Rory, she said, stroking the tiny dragon's head. She's a blurper whelp. Oh, Andres said. It was you, the whelp, Rory. You took the whelp. Yes, Nori's smile brightened her whole face. But more about that later. Are you okay? We saw you floating up and I came as fast as I could, but Then you went into a cloud. I was trying to fly solo, Andres confessed. I thought the canopy of trees would protect me from going too high. I guess I was showing off. I hate having everyone watching out for me all the time, like I'm a dumb baby. You risked your life, said Nori. I know. Please don't do that, Andres, she said. Her smile was gone. Please. I'm sorry. It was a bad idea to fly solo, but when I was floating up, I figured out something. It has to do with air currents, I think. I was able to catch hold of a downdraft because the storm was coming. Nori drew her eyebrows together. I'm really sorry, he fidgeted. Go on and yell at me or whatever. I shouldn't have put you in the position of having to rescue me. Nori stared at him. Then she grabbed her hair at the roots and shouted, Andres, did you just say you caught an air current? Andres nodded. And you rode the current back down to the tree line? Andres nodded again. A grin stretched back across her face. Andres, you understand your power now. You can ride air currents to take you down when you're floating up. That means you could do a million more things than you could do 2 days ago. Yeah. I am so happy. Really? This is such good news, said Nori. You rescued yourself. Andres took a huge breath, wondering at it all. You're right. I rescued myself. It was fully and truly dark now. The group walked in silence back to the main area of the camp. Andres wore his brick pack and used his flashlight to illuminate the path. Nori stayed next to him, and the little pink dragon stayed next to Nori. The rain came down harder, and they all got pretty wet. As they neared the great hall, Andres reached out and grabbed Nori's arm. Hold up, he said. Nori looked at him. I'm sorry I didn't sit with you guys in the cafeteria, he said. You didn't come to the hatchery either, Nori answered. Yeah, I know, said Andres. And I skipped out on ghost stories. I think Elliot was bummed. Nori shrugged. It's okay to make new friends. I made a new friend too. Yeah, but I kind of forgot the old ones. You did, Nori said. She studied him, then gestured to indicate the space between them. But look. What? He said. She smiled. You're here with one now.